Kia ora and welcome back to RDU 98.5. Now, as I said earlier, I am very, very excited for this interview because it's not often I get to talk about dancing and dancing things and dancing shows. So I'm very excited to be doing that. There is a show coming up called Ballroom Blitz that is currently doing a nationwide tour. And I am delighted to have from that tour, Shay Mountain on the line. Good morning. Good morning, Shay.
Morning, Liam. How's it going?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm on my way to Christchurch, actually.
Oh, are you? Oh, fantastic. You're currently in what, Palmerston North, is it?
Yes, we had our Palmy show last night, and I'm at the airport on my way to start off our South Island tour.
Right, wow. Tell me, impressions of New Zealand, like, is this your first time here?
No, I'm originally from Auckland, actually.
I'm so sorry. Me too.
Yeah, so I moved to Australia about 4.5 years ago. I've been in Sydney. But this is the first time I've danced in New Zealand since then. So it's nice to be home and touring my country while I'm working and getting paid to tour my country.
Getting paid is nice. I don't interview dancers much, so I don't even know where to start. Is this ballroom dancing? It's called Ballroom Blitz.
Yes, so it's predominantly a ballroom show, but there's a very wide variety of dances in there. So most of us come from like a Latin background, which is because ballroom has two styles. You've got kind of the classic ballroom, which is your waltz and your foxtrot and tango, mm-hmm, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the Latin dancing, which is your, you know, cha-cha and samba and the kind of sexier, faster one.
Yeah, hot, cool. What do you guys do, the faster, sexier stuff?
No, we do everything.
Oh, okay, okay.
So we've got kind of, we've got dances from kind of like the you know, 40s and 50s kind of style. We've got really, really modern dancing as well. So there's a kind of a bit of everything in there. So it's going to appeal to you know, all age groups and, you know, whatever kind of style of dance you like, it's probably in our show.
Now, if people are apprehensive because, they've never really gone to a dance show or something like that, what would you say to them?
Well, I would say, if you've ever watched Dancing with the Stars, this is kind of like a couple levels up from that. So if you like that show, for sure you're going to enjoy it. If you haven't seen a dance show before, you're just going to have to trust my word for it and come along. I'm sure that everybody that's come so far has really enjoyed it. We've had great feedback from the audiences. Everybody's coming out with a smile on their faces. So trust me, you should see it anyway.
Oh, it looks absolutely fantastic. And, like, some of the photos of this, like, there's some bloody tossing and throwing around and, like, remarkable costumes as well. It looks like quite the spectacle.
Yes, and don't forget, the singers as well are absolutely incredible. We have a five-piece live band and two amazing vocalists, which really bring such great energy to the show, because, you know, as dancers we normally dance to just recorded music,
but yeah, right,
live music, the atmosphere and the theaters is just incredible.
Yeah, oh my god. Saxophone, guitar, keys, bass, drums, vocalists, wow, this is quite the setup. How are you guys touring around? I mean, that's a lot of you.
Yeah, so I mean, there's 12 dancers plus the band, and then of course all the techies and everything. So there's probably around 30 of us, I would say. So we've got a big truck, a bus, a different motel almost every night. And as I said, we've just kind of finished our North Island one today in Palmy. We've been kind of back. We started in Auckland and then went down and then back up again and down and then back up again. And now we're finally moving on to the South Island, where we'll be doing the same thing.
Wow, wow. is this just life of a dancer, though, you know?
Well, it can be. So we did our tour around Victoria in Australia in March, and then we had about 2 months off, and then we were on for sort of a whole month, and then we'll have another little break and then take it around the other states of Australia. So it's on and off, but when it's on, it's very full on.
Oh, my God. It sounds like kind of an amazing lifestyle. I mean, there's got to be, like, a level of fitness required for this sort of thing. Is it dancing itself the fitness, or are you, like, going to the gym and going for runs and stuff like that?
It depends on the person. I have to say, I enjoy my sleep in.
Yes!
But there are definitely cast members that are up at 5 a.m. going for runs, and I think they're crazy.
They're freaks. That's disgusting.
And then I go for a run as
Ooh.
Well.
Ooh.
But, each to their own. But I think just doing the show and the rehearsals itself is very physically demanding. But, yeah, I mean, that's what we love to do. That's the life we've chosen, and we wouldn't have it any other way, so.
Absolutely. Oh, my God, I'm so excited to see this. Now, I've got to ask, purely selfishly, let's be honest, this show is a smoke show. There are some very, very attractive individuals in this show. Are any of the men single?
Let me have a think. Maybe a couple of them.
Okay, all right. Okay, that's good to know.
I won't tell you which ones. I'll let you figure it out.
Yeah. No, that's great. I love a game. It's brilliant. So tell me, you're performing at the James Hay Theatre right here in Christchurch. Now, are there things a dancer looks for in a stage or venue?
To be honest, with quite a lot of the theatres we've performed are quite different, and sometimes it's quite challenging to adapt each time. Like, some of the stages have been quite a bit wider or quite a bit narrower, and then everything changes. Like, we have to add an extra 4 or 5 steps when we enter on.
Oh, my God, really?
So, yeah, there's a lot of things that you probably wouldn't think of that we have to adapt to each day. All the lighting has to be changed because it's in a different spot each time, or we have further to travel.
Yeah, my God. So your dances could change slightly, sort of every time.
A little bit. I mean, we just have to allow ourselves to a little bit more time to get, you know, into the center of the stage or whatever. So you just have to be really on the ball when you're dancing in a different theater each day. You know, like a lot of shows, you just get used to dancing on exactly the same stage.
But, yeah, right.
Constantly changing. So that can be a bit tricky, but most of the theaters have been really, really nice. The one last night in Palmerston North was so beautiful.
It's okay. You're in a safe space. You don't have to say Palmerston North is beautiful. It's okay. Now, actually, now that I know you're an Aucklander, be careful. Have you been to Christchurch much, if at all?
I have. When I was competing years ago, we had a few of our national championships in Christchurch.
Right.
Although when you're a dancer and you're traveling, you tend to kind of go from the airport to the hotel to the venue
time again.
So I haven't seen too much of Christchurch. However, we've got 2 days off. So
do you?
Today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, my God. Really? That's so fun.
So, We're looking at going out as a group and doing some fun things, maybe some karaoke. I heard there's jet boating, so...
Oh, I don't know where the jet boating is, to be honest. But yeah, there's a lot of karaoke in the city. I once actually gave my boss, he's going to kill me for telling this story, but I once gave him, well, like, we're doing karaoke as like a work thing. And it was one of those booths, and there was like five of us packed in it. And I started doing like a lap dance for everyone. The poor man. But yeah, you'll love karaoke here. The reason I said it is because, of course, Christchurch has changed a lot, kind of, in the last decade. So, yeah, you've got some sightseeing to do.
Yeah, for sure. We've got 2 days to make the most of it. Well, as soon as we're there, we're not going to waste any time. We'll be out exploring, and, yeah, we're all looking forward to it because it's our last day off before we leave.
Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah. We're doing, I can't remember how many days it is, but I think we're doing like 7 days in a row after these days.
Jesus,
off, so
oh, gosh.
It's going to be tough, but yeah.
Do you have like understudies like in a play?
We have 12 dancers and it never changes. So we have to be very, very careful that nobody gets injured.
Yeah, don't injure yourselves. we've talked about, by the way, this is just an absolute delight for me. I love talking to you. But when is the Christchurch show? Because we haven't even mentioned that.
What is today? Today's Friday, isn't it?
Yes.
So that means Ashburton is Sunday, so Christchurch must be Monday.
Oh, yes, Monday. Oh, Ashburton. Yeah. Oh.
And we're doing two shows. They've added one. So normally we just do an evening show, but for Christchurch they've added a... I think it might be a 4 p.m. show.
Oh, my God.
Still has tickets, so you haven't got one.
I'm feeling so spoiled right now. I mean, I'm behaving like you're doing this for me, but you're not. But it's so exciting. I am so excited for it. To our audience out there, Ballroom Blitz is the name of the show. It's on at the James Hay Theatre on Monday, twice, as we've now found out. I am so excited for that. And in the least stalkerish way possible, I hope I see you guys around town in Christchurch on your days off. Do enjoy it. And Shay, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Great to talk to you.
Good luck with it all. This has been an absolute delight. Have a great day.
Thank you. Yourself as well.